Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jubal Show on Demand. First date follow-up.
Sarah is on the phone today for our first date follow-up. She's getting ghosted by a dude named Dave that she went on a date with, and she has no idea why, so we're going to see if we can help her out. Sarah, thanks for coming on the show. Before we ask about your date and stuff, how long has it been since you heard from Dave?
Yeah, thank you, guys. It's been a couple of weeks, and yeah, I just feel really dumb right now because I don't know what's going on.
I know that feeling. Don't feel dumb, but yeah. Let's try to figure it out. So take us through your date. What happened?
Okay, so I mean, we literally hit off immediately. Like, we bonded over our love for nerd stuff, you know, books and hygiene and stuff like that. Okay. And the conversation just flowed effortlessly. Like, we found ourselves laughing and sharing stories throughout the evening. Like, total great night. And then, like, as the night progressed towards the end, Dave leaned in for a kiss, and...
Did you kiss him? Okay.
Okay, so you kissed and everything.
Yeah. Like, we had a really good time. And, you know, I kind of want to pursue things with him. Like, you know, see where things would go. And, you know, because I'm usually not into people this quickly. But we just, I don't know, I just felt like we were in complete alignment. And... you know, like I said, I just feel like an idiot right now because maybe I misread the signs and maybe I came on too strong. Am I kissing him back? I don't know.
I mean, like, if he leaned into you and he kissed you, that's not your fault for kissing him back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Why is he not calling me back?
Was there anything that you can think of that was awkward at all on your date?
I mean... Well, I mean, we kind of had like a playful fight. We were talking about this new book that just came out on CNN, this Mabel Seale or whatever. And he's talking about leadership. And, you know, Dave just kind of felt like I was way too into the leadership thing and that things should not be that stringent. And I was like, well, you know, if you're going to be a leader, you should be a good leader. I mean, I just didn't think it was that big of a deal because we laughed about it. But it was a little awkward that he just felt so strongly and kind of got a little emotional about it. And I don't know.
I can't imagine that being a deal breaker, though. I feel like that's kind of fun, you know, to have that kind of a different perspective than the person that you're on a date with.
I mean, some people take things too seriously, though, right? And you can't even, there's some people that literally you can't argue with. They just like actually get upset all the time if you kind of even playful argue, right?
Yeah. Did it feel like Dave was getting upset?
He was just not really upset, but emotional. Like, I don't know if I triggered him in some way, if what I was talking about reminded him of someone, but it just seemed a little awkward. I don't know.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we can figure it out for you then. We'll play a song, come back, and then call him and see if we can get him to tell you why he's ghosting you and maybe get you another date if you want another date after you hear it, okay?
Okay, cool.
All right, we'll play a song, come back, and get your first date follow-up next. Right in the middle of your first date follow-up, if you're just joining us, Sarah is on the phone, and she's getting ghosted by a dude named Dave. So we're about to call him and see if we can get him to tell us why he's ghosting her and maybe get her another date. Sarah, before we call him, though, real quick, recap your date for everybody who just joined us.
Yeah, so like I said, we hit it off on some true nerd stuff and talked about books, and, you know, we had a great date. He even leaned in for a kiss. I kissed him back. And, you know, we had a little awkward verbal tug of war, nothing serious. He did get a little emotional, and then he just stopped texting me. Like, well, he didn't text me back at all. Like, just.
But you did say at the end of the night he leaned in for a kiss, though. So you guys had a little moment.
Yeah, we did. It was nice.
Yeah. I mean, that's weird when that happens and then you get ghosted, right?
Right.
If the ending is awkward and there's no hug or kiss or anything like that, then you can kind of tell that they didn't enjoy it. But when you actually kiss someone and then you don't hear from them, it's like...
Mixed messaging.
Yeah, it is. So well, we're about to call him right now. Are you ready, Sarah?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Dave, please?
Dave speaking.
Dave, what's up? How are you, man?
Hey, I'm good. Who is this?
This is actually Jubal from The Jubal Show. It's a radio show.
Yeah, and there's more people here too, Dave, just so you know. I'm Nina.
I'm Victoria.
And we're all from The Jubal Show, which is a radio show.
Right.
And I don't know if you've heard of it or not, but hi.
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 Hi. What are you guys calling for? Do I win a prize or something?
We do a segment on our show called The First Date Follow-Up. It's where if you go out on a date with someone and then end up ghosting them... They can email us to get you on the phone and find out why you're ghosting them. And we got an email about you from someone who listens to the show that you're not calling back after a date.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, actually.
Okay. Who do you think it is?
I know it's Sarah.
Okay. So why is she getting ghosted?
And I feel bad because the past couple weeks I've actually been dealing with some personal issues emotionally. I had a family emergency. I had a death in the family, and it just left me completely overwhelmed. And I wanted to reach out to her, but I've just been kind of in a funk and in this turmoil. And I just, it's consumed me. And I'm just kind of withdrawn from everybody socially, my other friends, you know, Sarah obviously now. And I just, I feel bad. And I've been meaning to get back to her, and I didn't mean to ghost her, but I feel terrible.
You know, Dave, I will say this is probably the most valid reason to ghost anybody.
Yeah,
because
for sure.
Sometimes when you just have to excuse yourself from life, like, you get that pass. And I'm sorry about your loss, and I'm sorry about all of the emotional stuff that you've been dealing with, but I think that this is a forgivable offense.
Pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I feel bad and I regret not reaching out to her to let her know.
There's certain things that are definitely excusable, right? Like,
right.
You don't owe really anybody anything, but definitely someone that you went on one date with, if something like that happens, you don't really feel free to not feel bad about that, I think.
Yeah, like, you know? I don't know you, but I'm proud of you for prioritizing your needs, I guess, when it comes to the mental health space.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to touch base and definitely reached out for sure.
Well, why don't you touch base right now?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I could text her right now, actually. So that's what I want.
Yeah, no, you don't need to text her. You can actually just talk to her because she's actually on the other line and has been listening this whole time and wants to talk to you.
Oh, wow. Okay. Hey, Sarah.
Oh my God, Dave, like, I'm almost in tears. I'm so sorry. I muted myself because I'm so emotionally overwhelmed. I'm so, so sorry about your loss. Like, I know we just had our first date and you don't know me, and no one should ever tell you how you should heal or what that looks like. And I'm just so sorry. I feel so bad now. I'm so sorry.
It's all good. I feel bad for not, like, just at least getting back to you to let you know what had happened, like just the gist of it. And I apologize, but I will say that, you know, I'm still kind of getting over things, but it's going to take some time. But I mean, if I want to spend time with someone, I mean, I'd like it to be you for sure, you know. So I hope that you know, is some indication of going forward.
So sweet. Yes, please take your time. I feel so bad for, like, putting you on full blast now.
No, don't feel bad. Well, let's maybe aim to, like, meet up in, like, you know, I don't know, a week or so, and just hang out.
I haven't asked the question yet, but I'll ask it, and I think I already know the answer.
Yeah, I think we do.
Dave, would you like to go on another date with Sarah in a week or so?
Maybe two.
Yeah, we'll pay for it. Could be 3 weeks. I think it's fine.
Yeah, I think it's cool.
Yeah, whatever.
Absolutely. Yes, 100%.
Awesome.
100%.
I'm super excited. I'm sorry. I feel like such a geek right now, but I'm excited.
I mean, I love this, though. It's an example of when, like, life stays life in.
Right?
You got to give people grace in that space, and then you'll get a second date.
Yeah, Sarah, I'll as soon as we hang up, I'll text you, and we can set something up for sure. I promise.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.
Of course. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, Dave, I mean, listen, take your time. I'm so glad to hear from you. I'm so very sorry about what's going on and what's happening. And if you want to talk in between and we don't have to exactly meet up, we can just have a conversation, you know, to talk about things that you would like, and, you know, or text. Either way, I look forward to connecting with you soon. And just so you know, I recently, like within the last year or so, went through something very similar, so I definitely know where you are, and, you know, I may be a good ear, so just let me know.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, sweet. And reach out when you're ready for your date, because we'll pay for it, but, like, with that, make sure you do it, like, right before, because I'm, like, too unorganized, and I will forget about it.
Okay? And you want him to pay for it.
Yeah, I do want to pay for it, too, so.
Definitely will.
All right. Awesome. Take care.
The Jubal Show on demand.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.